Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hot stove is hotter than ever. Pete Fairbanks today signs with the Miami Marlins. The Mets get Mike Bauman. Well, par for the course for the Met offseason so far. So another head-scratcher from David Stearns, letting Fairbanks go for $13 million. I said 12. It's $13 million to the Miami Marlins after rejecting, or actually not even being offered, $11 million. The option was $11 million. From Tampa Bay to keep Fairbanks, who had been their closer for a while. We've seen plenty of him against the Yankees over the years. So Fairbanks goes to Miami for $13 million for 1 year. And the Mets signed ex-Orioles, that's how I remember him anyway, Mike Bauman. Now, Brendan Cuddy of The Athletic covers the Yankees soup to nuts, head to toe. Brendan, are you, before we even get to the Yanks, Mike Bauman, we've seen enough of him in the American League. Is that something that Stearns wanted to leave under the tree for Met fans? I don't think so.
Look, the Mets, and especially the New York Yankees, Ricky, are operating on a different calendar, on a different clock than the rest of New York City, and that's for sure. You spoke earlier about how the hot stove is hotter than ever. I feel like it's been left outside in the cold here. You know, you're out here in New York. I'm out here in Jersey. It sucks outside. And that's what it feels like, I imagine, being a New York Yankees fan, being a New York Mets fan right now, not sure in which direction your team is going.
All right, well said. We were at the winter meetings together, and, you know, all the New York people were looking at each other, waiting for something to break, something to write about, something to talk about, and nothing happened. Now, I read this morning where Bellinger is asking for the moon, you know, and the Yanks have obviously a limit. What are you hearing? And you've done some marvelous reporting here this offseason, but what are you hearing about where Brian Cashman stands? And we were in the room with him that night, and, you know, he was a bit evasive about, you know, pinpointing or getting us close to his path or where he wants to get to this offseason. But on this Christmas Eve, the 24th of December, where do the Yankees stand here, Brendan?
Look, Ricky, to understand where the Yankees are at right now with Cody Bellinger, I think it's instructive to look back at how the Yankees handled Juan Soto last year. Like before Juan Soto decided to go to the Mets for a bajillion dollars, the Yankees waited for him to make his decision, and then when that decision was made, they pivoted to their plan B, right? Mm-hmm. They got Freed, Goldschmidt, Bellinger. It feels like the Yankees are either purposely or, you know, through circumstance, dealing with the same playbook this year. They're definitely interested in Bellinger. They want to bring Bellinger back. But, you know, it might be a thing where he's asking for the moon, like most Scott Boras clients do early in free agency. And then eventually things settle back down to earth, and we all get on with our lives. So I think right now the Yankees are just waiting out whatever high requests are and counting their ducks to see what moves they could make if Bellinger doesn't come back.
Now, I mentioned early in the show, Brendan, that if they sign Bellinger, let's say they settle at 5 years, are you okay with two-thirds of the Yankee outfield being Bellinger and Judge? for the next 5 years. What happens then to all the, you know, all the good vibes with Spencer Jones, Jason? Look, especially this year, if it's Bellinger, Grisham, Judge, and you're not going to sit Grisham after paying him 22 and change millions of dollars here, then, you know, all this the hype about Spencer Jones, the Martian in Jason Dominguez, what happened? You can't keep these guys as fourth outfielders. You know, you're hearing Austin Hayes, names like that being, you know, alternatives. But if it is Bellinger, Grisham, Judge in 2026, then what happens to Spencer Jones and Dominguez, even if they tear it up in the month of March at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa?
Well, first, I should say this. Ricky, it's a pleasure to be on with you. Love being on with you. Merry Christmas to everyone out there. It's a happy holidays to everybody out there. Thank you for listening on Christmas Eve. But when it comes to Spencer Jones, when it comes to Jason Dominguez, I think you got to worry about your big league outfield first, right? You got to get those three guys set, and then you operate from there. Also, you got to expect that one of those guys would be traded. You know, I'm sure the Yankees would prefer for starting pitching if they do bring in Cody Bellinger. Look, there was a lot of hype surrounding Jason Dominguez, and he performed well, especially from the left side last year. But he's young, and you wonder if maybe he'd benefit from a lower pressure, go out there and play every day situation that isn't the Yankees. Spencer Jones, he hasn't done it in the majors yet. We can't really even count on him to be a real guy right now. So I think you just got to, you know, secure Bellinger, get left field locked down. We've seen the Yankees over the years try to plug left field kind of haphazardly. Either it's Aaron Hicks or Oswaldo Cabrera. And we've seen just how crazy things are and how difficult it is to play left field at Yankee Stadium. Bellinger gives you that security. So I just think you got to worry about getting Bellinger first, and then you worry about your pivot. You worry about your trades after that.
Interesting take. If I read between the lines of what you're telling me is maybe Jason Dominguez would be much better off in another uniform.
I mean, not to say much better off. I mean, you watched him last year like I did. Mm-hmm. The numbers from the right side aren't great. The defense in left field, despite what the Yankees will tell you, it didn't pass the eye test, Ricky, you know? And they didn't play him in center field, like, I don't even think an inning last year. So I don't think the Yankees believe that he's a center fielder. So if you sign Bellinger and Dominguez is your fourth guy, well, who's your backup center fielder? They don't have.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Top one. So they're going to have to make some moves, and I don't know that you don't want Dominguez to be your fifth outfielder, because what's the point of a 23-year-old top prospect not playing, you know, right, as the fifth guy? So I think that I'm not saying that he would necessarily benefit from being somewhere else, but I don't know that the at-bats are there for him if that three-man Bellinger, Grisham, and Judge comes together. And also earlier you mentioned, you know, are you comfortable with Bellinger and Judge in your outfield for the next 5 years? I mean, one of them is Aaron Judge, so hell yeah. But two, Bellinger hasn't given you any reason to think that he can't handle it out there. Sure, he's had the back. Sure, he's had the shoulder years ago. And he does throw his body around a little bit. but he's a super smart player. He's someone who can slide over to first base, and he gives you a high-level outfield defense right now, and a guy who hits lefties, a left-on-left guy. So I just think for the Yankees, I'm not going to call it a no-brainer because everyone has their limit in terms of spending, but he's a pretty, like, you want that guy back.
Imai, it seems like there might not be the interest that maybe we thought about bringing in the Japanese fireballer?
Look, it's never seemed necessarily like the Yankees were super hot on that market. I'll start from where things began at the offseason. You look at the Yankees' rotation, what's in there? They got 3 9-figure contracts in that rotation, in Gerrit Cole, in Max Fried, in Carlos Rodon. It's going to cost you 9 figures to get Imai. So I don't really know that Yankees fans should have ever really thought the Yankees would be super heavy on Imai, just because, you know, the reports you get on him are maybe he's a 3, maybe he's a 4, occasional 2. Like, these aren't, one, to have a 4 9-figure contract in the Yankees rotation would be a surprise. And two, the Yankees don't typically go out and free agently and sign a 3 or a 4, right? They did it with Jay Happ a few years ago. But outside of that, those aren't the deals they typically sign. They'll trade or sign a high-level top-end guy, or they'll develop a back-end starting pitcher and then eventually trade him. So that, I don't think that Imai was ever really in the cards. But if you're a Yankees fan, you say, hey, damn it, we want a shiny toy from Japan because we have not had one of those great Japanese players in years. I get it. But I just don't think that was ever really in the cards, and it doesn't seem like it's in the cards right now.
All right, the name we have heard tossed around because, you know, once you get through everybody else, it's really the only logical one that could possibly, and I stress the word possibly, be part of some sort of trade package is Jazz Chisholm. Is this is this something we should take seriously, Brendan? Or especially with the Yankees being on Ketel Marte's do not trade to list, does that throw cold water on the possibility of Jazz being moved this offseason?
No, there's no reason to throw cold water on it. Look, the reality is this: Jazz is a great player. He's super talented, athletic, exciting. The type of guy Yankees fans want to watch. You know, he's the type of guy that, you know, young kids want to play like, right? But he's got 1 year left until he's a free agent. Do we think the Yankees are going to re-sign him? I don't know. I'd be 51-49 that they probably wouldn't re-sign him. So if they're not going to re-sign him, the line says, hey, flip him now and get something for him before he walks out the door. But, Ricky, the Yankees don't do that. The Yankees typically let contracts run out, and maybe they say, hey, Jazz, you're a free agent next year. Go be that 40-40 guy you told us you can be. And who benefits from that? The New York Yankees, right? They got a 40-40 second baseman. So I lean toward, I don't see them trading Jazz. But all the speculation around it and the team's interested in him, I mean, yeah, of course the Yankees would be foolish to not hear them out, talk about it, and consider it.
Interesting. We're talking to Brendan Cuddy, the Athletic, on the Yankees and their possible moves or non-moves during this offseason. Right-handed hitting catcher, you know, Cashman told us, Brendan, he's not going to make a move in that aspect just for the sake of making a move. Is that really a priority when you list the important things that need to be accomplished this offseason? Could they go back into next year with, you know, the two left-handed hitting catchers and J.C. Ascara as an insurance policy?
Hey, anyone know what Gary Sanchez is doing right now?
I think he's a free agent, Brendan.
Hey, right-handed hitting catcher? I've heard of that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's not going to happen. No, the Yankees don't do that. They don't double back on guys for the most part. But that'd be kind of fun. But imagine the first time, like, a ball passed them. Like, the whole stadium would boo the very first time. Anyway, like, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they run it back with two lefty catchers, except I don't know that I think of it as Ben. I don't think I know if I'm looking at it as Ben Rice and Austin Wells as the lefty catchers. Look, as of right now, Christmas Eve 2025, I think you're looking at Wells and Ascara as your two, with Rice as your starting first baseman, right? Maybe Rice works into the mix, but my understanding this offseason, he's going hammer time at first base. You know, really putting in the work there to become better than he was. And he was a pick in the brain of Paul Goldschmidt last year. He was really trying to get on top of it, and he's a smart kid. If he's not like a all-world athlete, like, you probably figure it out. So, no, I don't see that as a priority for the Yankees. You know, they keep talking up Ascara, and, like, good dude, good player. We'll see what happens offensively with him, but I don't think it's a high priority, considering, like, we're talking about Bellinger and trades and starting pitching. I don't think the backup catcher is someone that the Yankees have on the front burner right now.
All right, so now that we have gone down the list of possibilities, Brendan, it seems to me that short of Bellinger signing elsewhere, short of that happening, and assuming Bellinger comes back and puts on that number 35 uniform again, I mean, with a little tweak here or there, maybe, but we're basically running it back minus Paul Goldschmidt. Is that what we have in the forefront here?
Well, for now, right? But we know that the Yankees, as reported by, you know, Ken Rosenthal and Will Salmon with me at The Athletic, were in on Freddy Peralta, you know, talking to the Brewers about that. I'm sure that Bellinger isn't going to be the only gift under the tree for the Yankees this offseason. There's improvements to be made. I think while the Yankees like their starting rotation, they got to, one, wait for those guys to come back. In Gerrit Cole, in Rodon, in Schmidt later in the year. And not only do you have to wait for those guys to come back, you got to be, like, pretty sure either no one else gets hurt or their own rehabs don't stall out. So I think it only makes sense for the Yankees to aim high in terms of starting pitching this offseason. And I think they could do that. They have the starting pitching prospect to, you know, woo a team to trade them a high-level big league talent. Like, are we totally sure that Tarek Skubal isn't getting traded this offseason? I don't know. You know, I'm not trying to get Yankees fans jacked up, but the Yankees are in a good position to fire off some of these prospect bullets they have to improve the big league roster. I don't think it's a straight run it back situation.
It'll be interesting when pitchers and catchers report a little bit after Valentine's Day here in Tampa. You're a guy that's really tied into pop culture. You're on top of this, so I will ask you. You know, tomorrow it's Song Song Blue, the release of this movie dedicated to the music of Neil Diamond. All right? So, Brendan Cuddy, your favorite movie that was based on the life or the music thereof, or both, of a big recording artist. What movie was that?
Oh, man, that's tough. I don't know that I have one.
I would have thought, knowing you, I would have thought that maybe the movie about Freddie Mercury a couple years ago would have been something you enjoyed.
So I do love me some Freddie Mercury. Ricky, I'm in the car right now with my mom and my sister. We're driving to our Christmas Eve dinner. And my sister, Brianna, who's a huge help, she actually reminded me of Prince's movie. That was great back in the day.
Purple Rain.
I would go with Purple Rain. I think Purple Rain's pretty high up there.
All right. That's what I have as my number one, too. Mom and sister, Merry Christmas. Thank you. You've got a great son and brother there, does tremendous work covering the Yankees. I've known him for quite a long time now, and he's on top of everything. Brendan, Merry Christmas to your entire family. Thank you for taking a couple minutes and coming on with us this afternoon.
Rick, I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you, all you guys at WFBN, and everyone, thanks for listening.
You got it. Brendan Cuddy on the road with mom and sister going to a Christmas Eve dinner. Yeah, that's the essence of the holiday, when you're with the ones you love.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.